A group of elementary school children listen quietly as Poverty Point Park manager David Griffin teaches them about primitive tools used at the site long ago.
In early historic times, prehistoric people were using bow drills and pump drills. So we had to pick one, which the Poverty Point people would have used.
He engages his audience in understanding the work that took place in the area thousands of years ago. He's excited to think how such an audience is expected to grow since the park has been added to the World Heritage Site list. He enjoys sharing the stories of the native people and their work. Poverty Point is comprised of a complex array of earthen mounds and ridges created near the Mississippi River floodplain. The work done thousands of years ago is similar to that of sites predating it in Egypt. This past June, Poverty Point became the 22nd site in the U.S. listed on the World Heritage List. The recognition is expected to bring visitors from around the globe to the Northeast Louisiana Park. The expectation is real. One of the advantages of visiting Poverty Point, its accessibility for travelers.
Poverty Point, you know, you got interstate within 16 miles, plus it's a good paved road up to the site. So I think that will increase the amount of tourism.
Delhi Mayor Lynn Lewis says when it comes to people interested in visiting the site, that's a plus. Delhi sits along I-20, and Lewis has already begun the work of making it a one-stop for tour groups and families that would check out the World Heritage Site.
Currently, we're talking about, you know, how do we promote what we already have, and at the same time, we've already started and initiated contacts about getting hotels to come locate here, trying to get new restaurants. In anticipation of people having to stop here.
For Lewis, a Delhi native, it's been fascinating to see a site he remembers from childhood simply as a field trip destination be recognized for its cultural and historical significance.
One of the last things that I can remember going out there and discovering was that they now seem to think that it was a manufacturing area because of the abundance of the arrowheads in the region.
Similar outdoor landmarks on the heritage list are hard to get to. Some are isolated, some only accessible by old dirt roads that are tough to navigate. But the benefit of being noted on a world listing compels many to visit. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden points to a case study.
A place called Shaco Cultural Center in New Mexico, which is truly remote. You've got to get to it on a dirt road. It's about 50 or 100 miles from an interstate. The visitation at that site was 10,000 people a year before they were designated a World Heritage Site. Afterwards, they've averaged 30,000 visitors a year, so they tripled their visitation.
He maintains there's an attraction for archaeological tourism with the addition of Poverty Point. He says as much as he expects travelers to come and see the ancient mounds and artifacts, he hopes the recognition will provide an economic spark for the area.
Been working with local officials and parish officials in that tri-parish area, Richland Parish and West and East Carroll, which is, relatively speaking, a very impoverished area, about what we can do to create some dynamics among the three parishes, all working together to bring people to the area.
The state has seen an increasing amount of international tourists in recent years. Darden believes this group will be most likely to visit the new World Heritage location. He says more tourism and promotional dollars will be poured into a campaign about the site and surrounding area. A message to make Poverty Point a point of destination for travelers near and far. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.